Finally, the first clay court Masters of the year is here. The Rolex Monte Carlo Masters is imminent, and I cannot wait to get into this one. Before we do, though, remember to that like button. Do subscribe if you are new, and do leave a rating or review if you're listening on a podcast platform. Shout out to our members. And as always, we'll be talking about who's going to end up winning the tournament, coming out victorious and sliding into the clay court season with a bang. Excuse the pun. On top of also talking about the tasty first round matchups, dissecting the quarters, the halves of the draw, and everything in between. Look, I mean, it's going to be a very interesting tournament just because I do think it's quite open. There's a lot of question marks around certain players. Let's get straight into it. So Novak Djokovic is the top seed, and he comes into this with a lot of questions around him. He hasn't had the 2024 that myself, himself, and the majority of the tennis community would have expected. Zero titles so far in 2024. Also recently split with Goran Ivanišević, who he had great success with, of course. And he's now in this, I would say, state of limbo where, you know, it could go a number of ways. His results at Monte Carlo in previous years haven't been great. He's lost to some players that you wouldn't expect him to lose to, Musetti, Danish Fokina, and also Dan Evans in the last 3 years and the last three times he's played in Monaco. And yeah, it's been a tournament that he hasn't had much success at. And it's mainly because he tends to try and peak right before Grand Slams, and the clay court swing is relatively long. So Monte Carlo, Madrid, he doesn't, you know, he hasn't won many times in his career in comparison to, say, Rome, where he's won a lot. And then, of course, Roland Garros is a tournament where he's won multiple times, but he's always had Rafa there to contend with. But he's always tried to peak for the slams. And Monte Carlo, just where it is on the calendar, means that he doesn't tend to end up going super deep. And that's why he's only won it twice, in 2013 and 2015. But this year could be slightly different because he's looking to have greater form, you'd say, over a longer period of time, potentially in this clay court swing and beyond, because the Olympics is, you know, in, what, 6 months' time or less, and he'll be looking to win the Olympics. It's the all-elusive piece of silverware missing from his cabinet, and this is a great opportunity for him to almost just immerse himself in the clay court swing and get himself ready not only for Roland Garros but for the Olympics. So yeah, we could see a different Djokovic. He could be more motivated, the fact that he hasn't won any titles as well, and you know, I wouldn't count him out, but you know, if history tells us anything, it tells us that Djokovic probably won't go deep. But he's looked pretty good in his training videos, or training practices against Rune as well. So, you know, he's still the greatest player to hold a tennis racket statistically. And you can't count him out, right, of being up there at least contending. Safiulin has a qualifiers, as Djokovic said, both of them going through. I was actually going to wait to see the qualifiers and then go through this draw, this bracket, so that I could see exactly who the qualifiers were. Unfortunately, some of the qualifying tomorrow will clash with actually some of the first round matches by the looks of it, which is a bit weird, and it's unfortunate because it just means I have to do this before I know the qualifiers. So yeah, apologies for that. It's just the way that they've scheduled it for some reason. Fields plays a fellow Frenchman in Manorino. That's a really good match. I think on clay, Fields should get the win. Musetti Fritz is one of the popcorn matchups. I mean, it's such a good match. Musetti loves the clay, of course. Fritz, not so much. And I'm actually going for Musetti to potentially cause the upset, of course, being the unseeded player. I just think he's more suited to the surface. He has good memories here. Beat Djokovic in Monte Carlo last year. And yeah, I just think he'll really take the opportunity with both hands. Fritz's serve is not going to be as big, of course, on a slower clay surface. That gives Musetti a lot of advantages, and he also won't have to hit as many backhands because it's a slower surface, so he'll be able to hit more forehand, be able to hide any potential weaknesses on the backhand, although his one-hander is one of the best on tour, to be fair, and he can cause havoc with it. Dimona plays Wawrinka in the first round. It's a really tough match for Dimona because clay isn't really his best surface. I would say it's his worst surface, and he's a player that tends to soak up pace and power from the opponent and almost redirect and deflect it. He doesn't tend to generate a lot of his own pace on the ball, and his clay court results haven't always been the best. If this was another surface, I'd say he's a favorite against Wawrinka, but on clay, I think Stan might be able to potentially old man him, as it were. So I'm going to go for Stan to get through that, actually. Another upset there. Kepfer and Griekspoor, interesting. I'm going to go for Kepfer on clay. Popperin and Rublev both have qualifiers. So Rublev and Alcaraz have buys. Popperin has a qualifier. Felix Auger-Aliassime will have a qualifier as well. Giron to beat Zhang, I'm going to go with Humbert to get through against qualifier. And then this is another great first-round matchup. Hubert Hurkacz versus Jack Draper. Now, Hurkacz has just made the final of Estoril. How much of an effect is that going to have on him coming to Monte Carlo? Because, of course, he may not have much of a turnaround between his final and first-round match. We'll have to wait and see. Draper is pretty inexperienced on clay, especially big-time clay events. I don't see him doing a whole lot in this clay court swing. He does have the weapons to do so, but I think he's still more suited to the hard court, grass court swings. And that is really the case for most players who haven't grown up on clay courts. So we'll go per catch, although he also is similar to Draper in terms of not just style, but surface preference, but he's just got a bit more experience. Lehechka and Dabir to get through against qualifiers. Rude and Zverev both have buys. And Dan Evans versus Sebastian Offner. Tough one for Dan. I'll go for Dan to get through it, but I think Sebastian Offner is a tough proposition. And then a really exciting all-South American clash. Nicholas Jarry versus Martin Echeverry, or Thomas Martin Echeverry now. Jarry has had a pretty up-and-down year so far, but with some promising results at times as well. Echeverry, again, hasn't really been his best. On a clay court, I'm going to go for Nicholas Jarry. Tsitsipas to beat Jarry for me. I'm going to go for Norrie to cause the upset against Khachanov in the first round, yeah. Sundalo has a qualifier, and then I've got Monfils Thompson, a repeat of the Estoril match from... No, it's not actually. It's not a repeat of the Estoril match. It could have been if they had fallen correctly and Monfils kept on winning. I'm going to go with Monfils, who's a wild card. Medvedev and Rune both have buys. Arnaldi has a qualifier. Berrettini, I'm going to go for the wild card to beat Kepmanovic. He's made his first final since being back from injury, so good to see him back. I forgot it's in Marrakesh, I think it is. Dimitrov to beat Vacherot, and I've got Chorich Bublik. Go either way, we'll go Chorich. I'm actually going to be covering this one, Struff versus Baez. This is going to be a really, really exciting matchup. Both players like the clay. Baez is clearly the clay court specialist out of the two, but Struff made the Madrid Masters final last year, although it's a quicker surface. Baez will definitely have, more tools to be successful on this type of surface. I'm going to go for Baez. Korda Davidovich Fokina is a real, real good first round matchup. Either could get through. I'm going to go for Korda, though, to come through. And Sinner has a bye. Djokovic to beat Safiel in the second round as we go through the second round matchups. Fields Musetti, I'll go for Musetti. Wawrinka to beat Kepfer. Rublev to beat Popper. And of course, Rublev is the defending champion. And he'll be looking to go and retain his title. And it won't be easy, but clay tends to suit his game because he can make a lot more forehands in terms of percentage of ground strokes hit. And we know how lethal his forehand can be, especially on clay, given the weight and heaviness of the shot. He generates a lot of topspin on the forehand, and it tends to just really penetrate through the court and make it tough for opponents. And when he's really on song, Alcaraz should beat Felix Auger-Aliassime. I know he's got a losing head-to-head 4-3, but has won the last two meetings between the two, so I'm confident Alcaraz will get through. Humbert to beat Giron, although actually I'm looking for Giron to beat Humbert. Humbert, despite being French, doesn't seem to be particularly suited to the slow clay courts, and it's a weird one because you expect him to be, because he's probably grown up around some, but not the case in this instance. And then I've got Hercatch versus Lehechka, a really good matchup. Could go either way. I'm going to go for Hercatch based on recent form. Then Casper Ruud, who fell to Martinez today in the semi-final of Estoril, should get through to Bio. He'll have a lot to prove, I'm sure. Would have been hoping to not only make the final, but win it. Casper Ruud, Zverev, Dan Evans, Zverev. Jarry Tsitsipas is a great second round. As much as I'd like to go for Stefan, to go for Jarry, I think he's been playing the better tennis recently. Nori Cerundolo will go for Nori. Gael Monfils and Medvedev. Medvedev, surely. Klavedev, as we like to call him. Holger Rune, Matteo Arnaldi, Rune, Berrettini, Dimitrov. Oh, two goodish mates. We bunking the night before. I'm going to go for Dimitrov. Looking really good. Charic and Baez. I'll still go with Baez, I think. Yeah. Sebastian Korda and Yannick Sinner. I think his form will translate onto the clay Yannick Sinner. And yeah, he's just playing some really, really good tennis. No doubt. Djokovic and Musetti, repeat of the quarterfinal. Well, not the quarterfinal, but a repeat of the loss he had last year. Could Musetti do it again? I don't think Lightning is going to strike twice. We'll go for Djokovic. Vavrinka Rublev is interesting. Rublev could easily lose this. Should get through it, though, so we'll pick him. Alcaraz should beat Giron. Ruud Hercatch is a really good one. Actually, I'm going to go for Hercatch to cause, quote-unquote, the upset. Zverev Jarry is a really difficult one for Zverev, I tell you that. And I'm going to go for Zverev to just about ease through the win. Medvedev to beat Nori. Rune Dimitrov will go for Rune. I just think because of the surface and the confidence, I think maybe Rune will top it. But it's a real 50-50, that one. Sinner to beat Baez. Then quarterfinals, we have Djokovic Rublev. I would normally 99% of the time pick Djokovic, but because of the surface, I'm going to go for Rublev to cause the upset. Alcaraz beat Hercatch. Medvedev to beat Zverev. Rune Sinner is an interesting one. Probably the standout quarterfinal. I think Sinner's going to edge it. I can't see Rune being at the moment. So I've got a semi-final of Rublev and Carlos Alcaraz, Medvedev and Sinner. I'll go for Sinner to beat Medvedev, Alcaraz beat Rublev. That gives you your final. And the final I'm going to go with Carlos Alcaraz, even though he's only ever made the second round and first match of the tournament in 2022. Last year to pull out, and in that 2022 tournament, he lost to Korda. He's a very different player right now. So, yeah. Let me know your thoughts in the comment section below. Who do you think is going to win and why? Thank you very much, guys. Stay safe and well. We'll see you on the next video.